in a shade of Sidra Acha.
We, each and every day, open again and again the sources of Baal Sulam and Rabash, sometimes other Kabbalists as well. And again and again we read them. We need to be ready for receiving each day new portions of the reforming light. And we should want it to influence us, and each and every day that it would change us, another step and another step. As it says, a penny and a penny accumulates to a great amount. A great amount means that I already begin to be congruent with the upper lights. I'm going along with them. I change along with them. And the fact that there starts to be a match, congruence between me and the upper light, me and the Creator, this is what we aspire to. The path is not simple because it is about the two forms of nature, where there is no greater difference than the one between the Creator and the created being, between the will to bestow and the will to receive, between light and kli. And therefore, the fact that we want to make the kli fit for the light, so that by its intention it will be like the light, because the desire doesn't change. It is always the will to receive. However, its intention, the inclination to work with it like the light. So by that, we can reach a state where we do come closer to the Creator, where we do begin to feel Him. This is what it's about. Therefore, each and every day, we need to feel how much we have, how much this relation awakens in us more and more. Personally, it might be easier because I do not depend on anyone. So then I relate to the Creator, to the white light, to the quality of love. And I think also that I can come closer to Him and love Him. But in truth, the correct measurements can only be when I do it towards the 10. And only there, even though it's not so pleasant, and it might be confusing, but if, with respect to my group, I nevertheless come through a long way in states where I don't want it. But if I nevertheless come there and I begin to see my attitude towards them a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more as relations of connection, relations of love, of necessity for a connection, then it is a sign that through that, for sure, I'm coming closer to the Creator. Therefore, even though it seems to us that the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about how we should gather ourselves, people, into groups, gather the whole of humanity so that all of us will be as one unit. However, this only speaks about the kli, about the construction of the desires, so that all in all, the essence of their connection should be in order to connect with the Creator. This is our work. We are in scrutinies. Sometimes they're more clear, sometimes less. We get closer, we move farther away, as if we move farther away. We go to the right, we go to the left, through all kinds of such movements. We measure ourselves, we build ourselves, we discover inside of us all kinds of inclinations. And in the end, we need to develop within us the quality of Bina. Bestowal above our will to receive. So that our will to receive, in the end, will want to perform actions of bestowal. That is, that my intention in using my desire will be in order to do good to the friends. And if so, also to the Creator. So let's learn again and again and again how to do this. We're close to the feeling of such an attitude towards the Creator, which is called the opening of the upper world. Let's hope that this is what we have right before us. Then we will continue to live already in the upper domain. We will start to think only about how to bring contentment through the friends to the Creator. And we will feel how He is awaiting us. And He's telling us, come, I was waiting for so long, for so many years, for you to come. And finally, you have come. And He opens up the a question for a workshop. What does it mean that I sit under the shadow of the Creator and I enjoy His shade? What does it mean that I sit in the shade of the Creator and I enjoy this shade? Go ahead, please. In itself. Rav. Why specifically the shadow is the thing that I delight in most, that's the best for me? In His shadow I sat and delighted, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. How does the shadow help me in reaching those sweet fruit as a result of my work? Go ahead, please. I don't yearn for the light, but rather I yearn for the shadow. And what does it mean to sit in the shade of the Creator?
Hello, dear Rav. We sit together with the friends. We try to connect. We try to not pay particular attention to the Creator's influences, but just to the connection between us. So what do light and darkness mean with respect to this approach?
We need to see the states that we have in the 10. These states come to us from the Creator, and we need to respond to them. The Creator is always giving us a more advanced state in spirituality. They always elevate in sanctity, they don't lower in sanctity. And when we feel between us all kinds of states of imbalance, all kinds of problems, lack of matching, lack of sensation, small rejections, disregard, we have to take care of it. We need to take care of it. So much so that we will bring ourselves to the perfect connection. The perfect connection, truly. This is what we need to do.
А что такое совершенное объединение?
What is a complete connection, a whole connection?
A complete connection means that we connect between us so much so that the essence of the connection forms the Creator for us. The Creator. That we feel Him in the connection between us. We discover Him. We make Him. It's as if you have made me. This is the essence of the correct connection. We feel shade, meaning that the Creator exists, however He is hidden. And I need to realize that by that I'm getting an invitation to come closer to Him. Even though the shade exists, I want, through my inclination, to come closer to the Creator. So then, out of the shade, when I skip over the shade in the right way, I reach the good result. This is called revelation through concealment, revelation through the masach. However, if I do not make such efforts from the very first shade to reach the connection with the Creator, it means that I'm not canceling the shade. I specifically want to be connected to the Creator with the shade, because canceling the shade means that I want to feel His light on my will to receive. And then everything will depart, will go away. The restriction will shift into work, so I don't cancel the shade. To the contrary, within this shade, I turn this shade to a masach. And I want the shade to be there, that the Creator will be hidden, until I build the form of concealment by myself. And I don't want to discover Him directly, but rather only to the extent that I'm similar to Him. Then I reach the fruit, the sweet fruit. Whereas, if I demand that from this shade that I have, there will be revelation, then everything will pass away.
Good morning. In the paragraph before the end of the article, he writes that that's why he's sent, a person is sent the second concealment where he cannot even pray. So what's the benefit of not being able to even pray, and what determines if he's in that state or not?
But he himself invited that second concealment. He invited it, therefore he's given the second concealment so that he will see that it's not worthwhile to reach such things on one hand. On the other hand, when he does reach it, out of that, he learns from it how not to come close to it or how to come close to it and use it correctly. Each and every state is a necessary state. We have to go through all the different states, all of the different states. However, the question is how to use each and every state and the relations between them in the right way. So even the worst state, where there is nothing worse than it, also exists in creation, and we have to go through it as well.
So if he's in that state now, what makes this state change when he's hopeless and cannot pray?
About this it says, even if you walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, because you are with me. Even in those worst states, disconnected from the Creator, you nevertheless feel that you are disconnected from the Creator. However, this feeling that you are completely disconnected is actually lack of connection, of complete disconnection. Even if you say, I have nothing, there is no God within me, why do you say that He's not there? I guess He is there.
Echav.
Good morning. How does the work in the 10 bring the shade closer? How do we reach it?
Without a 10, we cannot locate the shade. The shade is also in the center of the 10. And the goal is at the center of the 10. Everything we want to work with, we need to go to the center of the 10 and there to process it correctly for the purpose of connecting together. Like ants, ants carry whatever they find on the ground, they carry into their own hole. So we have to carry all of our impressions. Yes, as we now learn, this is the main work. This is the main means by which to transition from the sensation of this world to the sensation of the upper world and to come out of that dream that we have here, to rise above it. That's all of our work, in essence. We live within reason and we want to come to act above reason. That is called faith. Why? Because within reason, we take actions guided by our will to receive, acts of reception. While above reason, above reception, we perform acts of bestowal. So let's learn how to achieve that. It's not simple. It's against our nature. Our nature resists it. And we ourselves cannot do anything about it. But only if we know how to draw the upper light, which comes to us on that level called bestowal or faith above reason. And that will help us. It will help us transcend our we get the feeling of darkness, dust, something unpleasant, inconvenient, a lack of flavor, there's no light shining. We get these states when the Creator grows further away. I enter this foggy state where I have no senses or anything, but truth be told, this is untrue. It is actually an invitation for progress. Especially in that gray state, I need to find how to establish myself correctly. How? Now, when the forces of nature don't tempt me, instead giving me a feeling of not darkness nor light, something gray. And especially in those states, I can invite the Creator, the power of bestowal, by myself, from myself, as I want Him to appear. And in such a way, I will be impressed by Him, activating Him and advancing. So the majority of our states, the states we're in, are such where we feel not great, no darkness, no light, nothing, but something in the middle that has neither this or that to it. We need to be very, very alert to those states, very much alert, in order to awaken in them the necessity for spiritual work, the necessity for the importance of the Creator, the sensation of the Creator, the appearance of the Creator within those states, specifically. where we have no flavor in this feeling of dust. So it's very good that I taste the flavor of dust and ash, because from this exactly I can rise. These aren't states where I feel any actual resistance against the spiritual work, but it's not this nor that, not good or bad. And we think, why? Why not good or bad? Let it at least be bad so I can work against the bad, right? But no, no. In each and every state, one must see that he has the ability, the opportunity to work, and especially in those states where he feels, tastes the flavor of dust, more or less, he must understand that these are states from which one can rise and do much spiritual work.
Work with such a state.
But the Creator gives you this work with the dust. You taste the flavor of dust, a state of dust. Well, the Creator gave it to you. So you have to take your sensation of that dust as a thing apart, and the fact that you got it from the Creator is something apart, and to begin to work. The fact that He gave you that feeling of dust, it's because He wants you to relate to Him from that feeling. So you have the dust apart, right, where I'm in the most horrible state, helpless, powerless, all those things, right? With that, it's the Creator who gave this to me, and I look at it off from one side, right? The Creator gave it to me. Why did He give it to me? Like with a soldier or an athlete who's given some tasks, some mission, and he needs to overcome it, and I need to do the same. That's how it works. So if I look at that dust, that state, as worthless, with nothing happening, nothing good about it, okay, but if I got it from the Creator, then supposedly from this particular state, despite it being so unassuming, unimportant, I can rise to a higher degree. And this is worthwhile for me. This is good, meaning from the lowest state, or rather, the lowest state can elevate me to the highest degree. And that's the work. So, what do we say? There are states of divinity in the dust, Shechina be'afar in Hebrew. It's the sensation of the Creator in the dust. And after that, I can elevate that state to a complete sensation, a complete feeling of the Creator. So these are states in which I must work.
A deadly state, death. I notice that I never awaken out of myself. I wait for the Creator to awaken me. So what do you recommend that I do, Rav? How do I fight? How do I attack this situation?
That's what we're talking about all the time. I don't understand. That's what we're constantly talking about. How to push forward. Right, through the friends, with them, you come to them and together you discuss what the dust is and how this dust in corporeality, in our ego, it is dust, but in spirituality, meaning in order to bestow to the Creator, it is an important thing. What to you seems like dust, to the Creator, that is a diamond.
Rav, I think this is how it feels to me. Dust, as we said, is a state where you feel we have something to cope with.
If you're immersed in your will to receive, that's how you feel. You need the friends to help you come out towards, in order to bestow, and then you will feel that in this state you can build your spirituality. Yes, and not to be constantly immersed in your, in order to receive. Try to be immersed in the friends more, and not yourself. And then you will begin to feel that you are emerging from that dust, rising above it. Pray, ask, cry. Don't just wait. It won't happen by itself.
Rab, tu hai detto che se non sono d'accordo con lo stato della polvere, io devo chiedere.
Rab, he said that if I disagree with the state of dust, I have to ask for the importance of the Creator. But if I don't have the strength for it or the desire to use faith above reason, what can help me so that I will be able to hold on to faith and go against this nature?
Of course, you cannot emerge from any state by yourself. And the more advanced the state is, the more and more difficult it will become for you to understand, to agree, to overcome, to act, to do anything. But it's only when you ask the friends to help you, only when you integrate with them, beg them, then together with them you are able to do it. And the Creator, pay attention. The Creator gives each and everyone the burdening of the heart. And for him, it's not regarded as giving it to one. He regards it as giving it to the ten through that individual. And that's why a person cannot do anything by himself, because the Creator is regarding the ten as a whole, only. He regards the ten. And through the ten, you, or him, through the ten, me, and so on. That's how it works. And so, we have to understand that, what fell on me? No, it didn't fall on you. It fell on you, but you have to take the whole ten into account to help you. So, take them with you, and you'll see that it's good, it's easy. There's only one thing that's difficult: to understand that this was given to the whole ten through you and that you need to connect to them. It's only the connection between them. Let's say something drops on me now, 200 kilograms of something I need to hold up. I can't do that. But you have 10 people. 10 people. Each one lifts 20 kilos and it's not so bad. You can do it. And it's always like that. The Creator never sends us some burdening of the heart which is intended for me alone. It's intended for the whole ten. He doesn't look at me. He doesn't see me. He sees me through the ten. He sees you through the ten. Him through the ten. Only in that way.
How to take advantage of the state for advancement.
A state of advancement is to, as fast as possible, feel, as strong as possible, feel that you're connected to everyone. And then you are ready for the next descent. You're ready for the work. Because all the work is not in a state where you're below or above, but rather where you raise man from the state of below, so the Creator will help you rise from below upwards. You need to feel that you're descending to the depth below the ground with your friends, that the Creator is lowering you and them in your eyes as they are also becoming lower. And it's like he's lowering you, like those who mine in the ground. He's lowering you down there, and down there you're in this elevator that brought you down there, and you feel that you're below, in the ground, in the will to receive, and you feel these relations, which are the will to receive, and you are truly down in the ground, where the entire will to receive is between you, and then you ask from the Creator, as if you're entering this elevator once more, and asking for Him to raise you upwards, above the ground. Then you ask together, and the Creator raises you in this elevator together. And then once again you come out to the world, to the light, to the air, to the freedom. And then in such a way, you feel what it is inside the will to receive, and how you emerge above the will to receive, which is similar to that. Gilad, what did you write once, that story? That comes out.
Yes, the flying worm, or that the butterfly emerges out of their caucus.
Actually, in every single state, a person has what to do with the Creator, to thank Him for every state. For the bad, like for the good. Because in every given state, He has a necessity. He has how to advance, only in a different way. Once by saying thank you, once by raising a request, once by scrutinizing the things he doesn't know one way or another. But he always has. The question is only one thing. Our problem is only in one thing. We don't feel the support of the group, which holds us and aims us to being the scrutinizers of what, why we receive this state, what to do with it. If the group were to press correctly, the person would never lose himself. He would always understand, now it's best to do this way, the best way. Now it's best to do this way. Should I ask the Creator and or to give or to receive or to bestow? Or, the matter has to do with a lack of connection to the group. It doesn't let a person have the ability to understand, to discern the state he's in, and to make the proper conclusions of what to do. That's our problem. But actually, every moment we have is very special, which we should be thankful for every single moment. Doesn't matter above, down, in what way. If we're connected to the group and are not inside ourselves, where I'm not inside myself and then I'm in darkness or something, that's a false state. Even the best possible state, a state of falsehood. But only if I am in a state that I am dependent on the group, then I already have the correct answer to the Creator, to myself, to everyone, but only under the condition that I'm connected to them, that I'm inside my soul, because the group is the kli of the soul. And then I am as an Adam who stands and thus advances. Therefore, especially where he writes that a person despises the work with the Creator, and these states are not day, not night, and he doesn't feel that there's someone that can save him from this state, then he has no choice, and he has to thank the group here. He needs to prepare his connection with the group such that the group connects to him also in these states specifically and helps him and emerges him from this. And if he doesn't address the group with this and the group doesn't turn to him, then there's nothing to do. And this is a big problem. I think that if we come out in a wild way, then the virus will return, and in a mutation that is much harsher, much more difficult. Because altogether we need to see that all the actions that are happening with us, that are passing on upon us, all of these are in order to connect between us and bring us closer. Now, if we, through this isolation that we received, did not get closer internally, did not understand what nature demands of us, then we didn't learn this, and nature will have to continue to teach us in a harsher way. And we will receive much greater blows. I am certain that it will be this way. And I already heard that there are many people, scientists, who are saying that the virus does not disappear, but rather it's going to go and come back and like this again.
But you have vaccines soon. 20 companies are talking about a vaccine.
The fact that everyone wants to make a profit, I understand them. But let's say there will be vaccines, and what next? What, there's no other viruses, there's no other problems? We need to understand that the Creator has plenty. In His bag of viruses are such influences that will nevertheless influence us in a way that, this is what, in what way we need to come to it. We need not need to think about the virus, but we have to think what form we need to escape into. That's the problem. And it's hard to explain this to people, and the governments altogether don't think in that direction.
How do you see that? What should we do? Should we focus on the connection on galaxy and try to shatter the centers, or wait for a few months, see what will be, and then decide?
My opinion is really for a long time. It's not like I'm thinking about it right now and I'm saying it to you. My opinion has been for a long time that we need to close all the centers except for one center in every country. In Israel, I would leave other than our center, which is the world center, where I am now, and another center in Haifa. Could be. I'm saying could be. I don't know. But all the rest, I would close immediately and forever. Forever. Not to do some conservation of it or anything. And that's how it will be in the whole world. In the whole world. Shut down all the centers except for maybe one center for some country, group. I don't know, that they should check themselves. But it's hard for me to say about them all. I would actually say to close everything. You won't use any of it. You need maybe some storage room for things, but I think that each of you who has at home the right device to connect through the galaxy, to connection between us, more than that, you don't need. If they need to connect and to be in tens physically, then you can do that in a home once every 10 weeks in each of the friends' homes. Let's say a weekly meeting or something. If they want to go out together to some vacation for a few days, then they go to some vacation place and are there a group, a 10. But to sustain a building for nothing that they don't gather in and there's no need to, we can invest more in the galaxy and such systems that we will be able to develop through without any boundaries and in a much better way. It's best for us to invest in that. I am sure. I am for closing it all. Everything. There is no need today to sustain those centers like we had before. And even though you will want to go out to give lessons and all that, then also, it doesn't have to be in your place, but in a place where it's more convenient for those people that you're going to. That's my opinion. And I've been in that for a long time already. Therefore, don't drag time and don't waste money on rent. But specifically now, which is the time where you can get rid of it and to say we don't have the money, we're not capable, it's prohibited, the coronavirus and so on and so forth. Just like many businesses are shutting down, shut down that business. I am talking to everyone in all the places in the world. And if with that money we can put it into the connection between us, to that system that we are connected to, and to dissemination, believe me, it will help us to advance in spirituality. I just measure our success relative to that and what's worthwhile to do. Towards spirituality, we will advance. Then we will advance.